Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Scully?
Yes?
Marry me.
I love you and I like you.
I love you and I like you.
I love that woman. I love her more than sharks love blood.
I love you.
You don't.
Hello, I'm Tristan Riddell.
And I'm the girl.
And this is episode 90 of Nerd Nuptial, a show about a married couple looking at life through a nerd lens. Now, this week, for our 90th episode, we are talking about Annihilation, Alex Garland's film, the director of Ex Machina.
Natalie Portman starred.
Natalie Portman, Oscar Isaac, kind of. And well, no, he was in there. We just saw it today.
We did. This is actually sometimes rare for us lately.
Yeah.
That we're going to actually podcast right after the film because of the baby, we usually have to like wait, and sometimes we get tired and we're like, oh, we'll podcast a few days later. But today we're actually podcasting.
It was funny because we didn't rush home after we saw the movie.
No.
Because we had a free babysitter.
That's right.
And we had some time to kill. We're like, okay, let's just not, like, we love our baby. Let's just not go back to her right away. And as we were walking around the mall, I was just like, oh my gosh, I really want to talk about this movie.
It's true.
Like, I might not have been in love with this film, but I definitely want to talk about it.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that's why I'm really excited about this podcast, is not because I was super excited about the movie, but because it was interesting to talk about.
Apps
100%. Now, yesterday we tried a movie.
Yeah, we did. I'm glad we saw Annihilation because...
We thought about podcasting about this movie. We're like, oh, Duncan Jones did this. He did Moon and World of Warcraft. And you know, like people have been pumping up Mute. Mute is the name of the film.
Yes, I was going
to say. Yeah, it's called Mute. It's called Mute. And starring Alex Skarsgård, and we watched,
what was it, like
25 minutes?
Maybe a little more than that.
Maybe a little bit more?
Yeah, I think so.
It
did not grab us.
It was funny because Mute dropped, and a friend of ours and co-host on the network, Lee Hutchison, he is a huge Moon fan. Like, Moon could be one of his favorite movies, if not his favorite movie.
Maybe other than Royal Tenenbaums, maybe.
Maybe. but he's a Duncan Jones fan. He's interviewed Duncan Jones.
Right.
Duncan Jones has promoted the network.
This is awesome.
On his Twitter. And so we thank you. We know you're not listening. But thank you so much if you are listening. But I went online. Like, in the movie, it'd only been out for like 16 hours. And I went online and people were just like, oh my gosh. Like, good Lord. Like, what am I watching? This is bad. And, like, some people are saying, like, oh, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't good, but it wasn't that bad. And I was like, that's the best thing that I found.
Really?
It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen.
And that's a bad sign when that's the best thing.
We were just not feeling it. We were just like, I don't think we're going to waste our time. It was just, it's one of those movies when you're, like, you're watching something and then you're like, is it even really worth finishing?
That's the thing, is that I feel bad because I don't like commenting on films or rating films or anything like that, or calling it a bad film if I haven't finished it.
Right.
Because it could have gotten insanely better, you know, like, or it could have had a hell of a third act.
Well, and we've all had that happen where someone's trashing a movie that they haven't fully seen and it's one of, like, our favorite movies.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait a minute, no, you didn't finish it out.
Like, how can you judge it if you haven't finished it out?
Right, and yet at the same time, you're like, well, maybe it just wasn't for you. Maybe it's for me, but not for you. But it was interesting that we had just recently watched Altered Carbon and then Mute and Blade Runner 2049, they're all kind of, it's interesting to me when films that have a similar aesthetic of, you know, this futuristic world come out at the same time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when they come out with a film like Capote, when, you know, like directors come out with the same film. You know what I'm saying? It's just interesting, like, when it's all at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same type of aesthetic. I'm not saying it's the same film. Yeah. I'm just saying it's interesting.
It's that cyberpunk thing. It was interesting that we got three cyberpunk movies. One was a series. Pretty close together.
Yeah.
Pretty close together, because that is a that is a genre that's very much feast or famine.
It's very true.
So yeah, it was an interesting aesthetic, but it wasn't enough to pull me in. Like, there was just so much, like, I was so bored. I didn't care. And then we started getting to a certain scene and it was awkward. And I was just like, I was like, my free time is precious.
It's true.
I really am to that point now.
Yeah,
I really am. True. And I may be missing out on some great things, but it's just, my free time is so finite now. Like,
we've gotten to that point
yeah,
in our lives.
The older I get, the less free time I have. Mm-hmm. You know, like, as a kid, you have nothing but free time. And then as a teenager, you have a little bit less.
Well, I think sometimes as a nerd, you're like, well, I'm going to finish it in the name of finishing it.
Right.
Too.
Yes.
You know, that I can say I've seen this many movies. You know, didn't you do that as a kid? Like, as a teenager?
Oh, hell yes.
Like, I like listed every movie I'd seen. Like, I was just like, I'm up to this number.
Oh, that's hot.
I know.
Yeah. I'm all tingly right now.
Shh, we're podcasting.
I would do that. I would always finish a movie. No matter how bad it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, growing up, I never walked out of a film.
Okay.
Never walked out of a film. And when I was at home, I never stopped it. I would just, because
you just kept going.
Kept going no matter what. Because, you know, time wasn't as precious.
Right. Right. I get it.
Now it is.
Yeah.
Like, now I can literally count how many free hours I have in a week.
don't say that.
And I'm like, do I really want to spend the next 90 minutes on something that I'm pretty sure is going to suck?
Yeah. But we went to go see Annihilation. Mm-hmm. We turned off mute. And then today we went to go see Annihilation. So let's talk about spoiler-free first.
Spoiler-free first impression. Okay, so what did you saw the trailer. Like, you pretty much knew everything about Annihilation that I did leading up to it. What did you think you were going to go see?
I kind of thought I was going to go see an Arrival-type movie.
Hmm, I get
because
that.
Of how they were portraying it, but maybe a little bit more tactile than Arrival.
Arrival was pretty. There wasn't. How do I?
It was more emotional, like more of a drama.
Yeah.
And I knew that this was going to be more of an action movie based on some of the things I'd seen.
How they were marketing.
Right. Or a little more horror is how I was. I wasn't sure if it was going to be a little more horror or action. But I felt like there was some connection with the husband and the wife. So maybe we're going to have some type of Arrival connection mm-hmm. because of this alien. It almost, you know, in Arrival, there was kind of that, like, prism type looking thing.
Yeah.
So, So I was like, maybe it's a similar aesthetic. So that's kind of where I was coming from.
Okay.
And, you know, I had seen, like, Natalie Portman and Oscar Isaac, like, promoting the film. So that's about all I knew.
With me, like, I was pretty interested because I liked Ex Machina. I was not in love with Ex Machina.
But that movie stays with you.
It does. It does. It's a well-made film, and it makes you think.
I liked it.
I liked it, too, but I wasn't, like, all about it. I was just, like,
right.
I was not one of those people. I was not an evangelist for Ex Machina, like a lot of people were.
Okay.
And I was intrigued by it. I was just like, oh, this is by the same guy. Like, mm-hmm. this guy knows science fiction.
Right.
Clearly he does. So that's cool.
And maybe a different take on science fiction because Ex Machina was a little bit different, mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. know. So.
And so I was excited for that aspect because of that director. Natalie Portman is fine for me. Like, she is not an actress where I'm just like, oh, if she's in it, I'm going to go see it.
Yeah.
But I don't dislike her. I don't think I've ever seen a bad Natalie Portman performance.
Right. Maybe clone Attack of the Clones.
That does not count. Like, just like the with you. Oh, you are? Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, jeez. I was like, those don't count. Even Ewan McGregor had a bad performance in those movies. Moving on. But I was just like, okay, this could look good. This could be good. But then some industry news came out that really affected how I viewed my viewing, and that was that Paramount and Skydance sold the international distribution rights to Netflix. And for those of you who don't know what that means, is that the US is the only country, I think the only country, maybe Canada, that had it in theaters.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks from this recording, they're going to get it overseas in Netflix. And that's how they're going to watch it.
Yes.
Now, Alex Garland was pissed.
Well, yeah.
Obviously.
I mean, that's basically saying your movie just went to video, right?
Pretty much.
Isn't that essentially what it's saying?
That's essentially what it's saying, is that, like, we do not have faith in your movie that we're going to get a return on what it costs to put it in the theater.
And they've marketed this hard in the States. I don't know about overseas, but I feel like I've seen a lot of trailers for it, or like a lot of like stuff online for it.
I have seen a big social media push.
So it's interesting.
No, we don't watch live TV.
No, but you know, like, we have trailers before, like when I watched YouTube stuff and
that's
everything
true.
Like
that's
that.
True.
And I've seen quite a few trailers that way.
I guess I always thought it was kind of modest, but maybe it's not. Maybe it was a rather large, I don't know, because that's the thing, is like, it costs a lot of money to market a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So did they think that maybe, like, okay, well, maybe if we market it more, we can split the difference and make up for what we think we're going to lose in the international rights.
Right.
I don't know, because it's interesting, because sometimes that can be lucrative. To sell international rights via Netflix. Like, now, Star Trek Discovery sold their international rights to Netflix.
But that was, like, way before, right?
Way before what?
Well, like, before it actually came out. I mean...
Oh, yeah, this was planned.
This was a planned decision.
This was a planned venture.
That was probably not part of the plan for Annihilation.
No, Star Trek Discovery... No, here's the thing, though. Like, Star Trek Discovery did it as a pre-planned marketing move, and Paramount and Skydance did it as a last-ditch effort to save on some cost. Now, Star Trek Discovery, though, like, a lot of people were super excited about Star Trek Discovery, and they made their money. Like, they paid for the season, the cost of the season, just from their international rights via Netflix.
That's crazy.
So everything that they made through CBS All Access in the States was all...
just gravy.
Gravy.
That's
exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly. And so so it worked, whether we like it or not, as Americans.
Right. Because we were pretty frustrated about
that. Pretty frustrated about it. It's good for them. Now, with this one, this reeked of, this movie sucks. And
so we're going to give it to Netflix.
So we're giving it to Netflix.
I didn't think it sucked.
I don't think it sucked either, but I could tell why Paramount and Skydance did it.
Yes. And those of you who are getting internationally, I would say it's a really good Netflix
movie. That's a really good Netflix movie. You got a really good one, folks.
But if, as a film you go to see in the theater.
Pay money for, get popcorn, jujubes.
Yeah, it was not the best.
Mm-hmm.
But as a Netflix rental, yeah, go for it.
That's the thing. Like, if this was promoted as a Netflix movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, beforehand, and just, like, we got all the commercials for it, and, like, Netflix is saying, like, yeah, we got a Natalie Portman film.
Right.
Like, this is coming to you.
With some star power.
You know, like, we got Jennifer Jason Leigh, we got Oscar Isaac. This is coming to you in your bedroom.
Right.
Like, hold on. And if we watched it that way, I probably would go, like, wow, okay.
This is,
interesting. This was cool. Right. I wouldn't have lived it up so much. There's that disconnect between theater and Netflix. There just is.
There is. I mean, I think it is the fact that you're getting it not free because you pay for a subscription, but you're getting it as a part of the package, and you're like, oh, I found a gem on Netflix.
Right.
There's always that, like, hey, guys, you know, this movie, it's really good. Go check it out on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go and you pay money and you set aside time to go see a film and it's not the best thing you've ever seen, then you have you're a little more critical.
Yeah,
right?
Because we spent 2 months of Netflix money on one movie.
Right, exactly.
So if you look at it that way, you're just like, oh, wow. And you think about how much we consume
on
Netflix, movies and TV and comedy specials and everything like that.
Oh, yeah.
You're paying, you know, cents.
Exactly.
Is what you're paying for a movie.
Especially when you use it like we do.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there is that, like, maybe, you know, like, maybe someday that disconnect will be less and less. I mean, because, you know, Netflix and Hulu, you know, have now Oscar nominations and Amazon Prime, I meant to say. Hulu has, I don't think, no Oscars, but like
Golden Globe
Emmy,
wins.
Emmy, Golden Globes and everything like that. But Amazon Prime has Oscar wins.
Mm-hmm.
And so that disconnect is getting, you know, tighter and tighter.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's still there.
It is.
It's still there.
It is.
So with this one, like, it just, we were talking about this. We just a little bit. Like, we didn't
We didn't actually talk, but we kind of talked.
We just had a few comments here and there. But one thing, like, when about the whole international rights and everything like that, like, as I walked out, I was just like, I get it. I get why Paramount and Skydance did it. And what I think is that Blade Runner 2049 scared the crap out of them.
So for those of you who don't know, Blade Runner 2049 did not do well here in the States.
No, it
we're
did
like,
not.
Some of the, we're like, I guess some of the only people that saw it over here, right?
Well, like, it's also, it's our favorite movie
yeah.
of 2017.
It's true.
It's a beautiful movie. Mm-hmm. It's well-crafted, well-directed, and well-acted, well-edited, well-scored. It's just, it's an amazing movie. It's just gorgeous. But it's a niche sci-fi film that's too long and is based off of a movie 30 years ago.
Right. Well, even our parents, my parents watched Blade Runner for the first time because they knew we were going to buy Blade Runner 2049.
Right.
That just shows you that even though film nerds know about Blade Runner, not everyone does.
It's not E.T.
They might know it, but they don't know it.
Right. They yeah. know of it.
Do you want to mention what you got in the mail?
Oh, I don't know. Like, yes. No? Well, okay. So a friend, like, I don't know if he wants me to. I'm going to say it anyway. So
no, it's too kick-ass.
It's too kick-ass, yeah. Craig Sorrell, who is a co-host of a show called Words with Nerds.
Yeah. Check it out.
Everybody check it out. Go and check it out. Words with Nerds. Google it. They're on Podbean. It's a fantastic show. It's one of my favorite shows. And co-host on the network, John Mills, Kessel Junkie, he's on it too. He knows that he listens to our show. Mm-hmm. He's listening to us right now.
Hi.
And he knows that we just gush over Blade Runner 2049, that we're right. huge Blade Runner fans in general. And he sent me a picture of it. He sent me a picture of this gift saying, oh, do you, you know, like, I found these. Do you want one? It's such and such dollars. And I was like, I don't know. You know, like, you know, that's nice, but it's,
we're fiscal nerds.
Yeah, we're fiscal nerds. So, you know, like, no, but thanks. And he's like, all right. And, it was Ripley's birthday.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. And he said that he bought something, you know, in celebration of Ripley's birthday, but it was going to be a little late.
Yes.
And I open it up, and what it is scotch that is, it's the scotch that Harrison Ford drank in Blade Runner 2049 in that futuristic bottle.
It's beautiful.
It's a gorgeous bottle.
It is.
And it's the box itself is gorgeous.
Well, it's like a scene of the movie in the box.
Yeah, like, it has beautiful artwork. It has silhouettes of Ryan Gosling running with his Blade Runner gun, and
yeah.
and like, it inside the box, the lining of the box is picturesque art of Vegas, and it's just absolutely cool.
It's beautiful. So cool.
And way too expensive. So
it was really nice.
So Craig Sorrell, thank you so much for the beautiful gift, and everybody check out Words with Nerds. So yes, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, Blade Runner. Yeah, anyway, sorry, yeah. Tangent. But it did not do well. It did not do well at all. And it's no surprise that it didn't do well, because it's the most expensive art film ever made.
Right. And a sequel that
sequel to something super niche.
Exactly. So it did not do well, but it did okay internationally. Yeah. right? Yeah. Like, it made kind of more money overseas,
and,
right?
And the thing with Annihilation is that it's beautiful to look at. It's a sci-fi film. It's cerebral.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know that Paramount and Skydance looked at their film and they're just like, okay, if Blade Runner 2049 with Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling,
right,
you know, does not do well, and it has this kind of budget.
And Jared Leto.
And yeah, and like, all this star power and all this advertising budget behind it.
Right.
All this push, all this history, and that bombs?
Yes.
We don't want to file for bankruptcy. You know,
exactly.
Like, we don't want to
how do
loss.
How do we help ourselves here?
Yeah, how do we cut our losses?
Right.
And I think, yeah. Of course, this is all guesswork, but that's what I think happened.
It feels pretty accurate.
It feels right. I'm right, but I just can't say that I am.
So, okay.
But, okay, so what did you think, like...
Well, I think it was better than I expected.
Okay.
But it had some flaws. Mm-hmm. It definitely had some flaws. The structure, I think, had some... It was interesting because I kind of felt like I was watching different movies at different points.
I felt like I was watching Apocalypse Now without the narration.
Yes. And then it turned into something completely different. But like I said, if I had watched that on Netflix, I would have been like, that was good. Go check that out.
Yeah. It's worth your time. Uh-huh.
I thought the acting was pretty good. So there wasn't a lot of complaints there. But overall, it was just okay.
I'm kind of there too. Pretty much the same thing that you said, except for Jennifer Jason Leigh's acting. I didn't like her interpretation of the character. She came off as disinterested.
There was a few times.
There's like, I understand that like her perspective of the character was, I can't spoil anything.
Give us like, well, first, like, yeah, let's get into spoiler after.
Yeah, so, after that. But anyway, yeah. Like, yeah. So like my initial, as I was watching it, I was like, okay, cool premise. Little slow.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. That's mm-hmm. okay. I'm fine with slow burn movies. I was like, oh, it's still a slow burn movie. Little time goes on. Oh, it's still a slow burn movie. Like, oh, we're doing like, okay, we're walking for a while. 30 seconds of craziness happens and then we camp. We walk for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds of craziness happens and then we camp.
Yeah.
Rinse and repeat. We're like, right. Oh, that's the movie. But then the ending happened.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the thing. Like
the ending kind of sold it for you. Yeah, yes. Me too.
If the ending didn't happen the way that it did, I would be telling you it's not worth your time.
Okay.
But the ending for me redeemed a lot of what we saw.
I felt so too. And I feel like it's not like Mute where like, okay, all the rest wasn't like, it wasn't worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like with Mute, we kind of like turned it off because we're like, I'm not even feeling this.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling the characters. That's not the case. Like when we say it's slow, but it's still worth your time slow.
And the slow pays off.
Exactly. Exactly. So
I would have liked it if it paid off a little earlier and had a little bit more of what we got at the end.
Yes, absolutely. I completely agree with you. But I think it's worth your time.
Yes.
On Netflix.
I was just about to say. I was like, worth your time on home release.
Exactly. When it comes out.
Yes. Yes. When you can rent it.
So should we get into spoiler territory?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I mean, okay. We've been going for a while. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into spoiler territory. So everybody... yes, spoiler territory, you've been warned, spoilers here on out.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't care about spoilers, so keep on listening, keep on watching. Yes, like I said, been warned, go see it, or, you know, cue this until it comes out.
That's right.
Or if you're in the international audience, just wait 2 weeks.
Exactly.
All right, because we do have a rather large international audience.
That's right.
We appreciate you guys. And speaking of which, please contact us.
Yeah.
Let us know if you're an international listener. Let us know where you are. Like, even though we can track you, I want to know your name. I want to know how you're doing. I want to know where you're from. So what you can do is you can go to thenerdparty.com/contact.
Yeah.
Select Nerd Nuptial from the drop-down menu. Fill out the form and it'll send us an email. Let us know where you are. Like, let us know who you are, where you are. And how you listen to us. That just kind of intrigues me. Is it on your phone? Is it in your commute? While you're at work? When you're making a pillow fort? Whatever it is. And one thing that you can do is, while you're online, is you can check us out on iTunes.
Yeah.
Please give us a review.
That's right. We haven't gotten a review in a long time.
It's been a little bit.
Yeah.
That's why you haven't heard about it. But the thing is that you will, if you give us a 5-star review, we'll mention you on the show.
Yeah.
We might even read the review. And so please take the time. It really helps us out. And also, like, what you can do is you can talk about us to your friends, to your family, talk about us online. You can find us online at facebook.com/thenerdparty, The Nerd Party on Instagram, and at Join Nerd Party on Twitter. We're all over the place.
That's right.
Okay. So,
all right.
Spoiler territory.
Here we go.
Here we go. So, what I was saying about Jennifer Jason Leigh,
mm-hmm.
just so we can...
Okay, clarify that statement.
Just so I can clarify that statement, so I don't forget. She comes off... as uninterested. She comes off as I don't care. And it's not like the Ben Affleck, I'm in Justice League and I really don't want to be here. I don't care.
Reference that film.
Justice League wasn't that bad. It was just very mediocre. It was supposed to be Avengers. of DC. Well,
okay. Okay.
Anyway, I'm sorry. See, this is what happens. This is what you do to me.
I know. I'm sorry.
It wasn't good, but
okay. So she was uninterested.
I felt like it was an actor's decision. It wasn't a, oh my gosh, I'm Jennifer Jason Leigh and I don't want to be here.
No.
It was, I am choosing to act this way, and I don't think it was the right way, because I kept asking myself back and forth. I was like, does she care? Why does she not care? Why is she so downtrodden? Why does she feel like she's uninterested in every single person that she's talking to? And then we find out that, oh, she's dying. She has cancer. And so she doesn't really care about anybody else. She just cares about herself and her own goals. But there's a different way to go about that. There's a headstrong way. There's a reckless way. There's really not a, I'm playing with my cuticles and what? Like, that's how it came across.
I guess it didn't bother me quite as much, her portrayal, but she was the person I cared least about. And I right. know that next to Natalie Portman, a part of that gang, I probably should have cared about her second.
Right? Yeah. Yeah,
but I second. Didn't. I cared much more about Shepard.
Shepard, which one?
She got eaten by the bear.
Oh, she was the one who was in the canoe with her.
Yeah, and they had like a conversation, and like they actually bonded in some way. You know,
I think that's probably why they killed her. Is because
probably, yeah. We connected. I mean, you kind of knew. You're like, well, great.
Killed her first, I should say.
Right, she's gonna go.
Yeah. So with the film, there was a lot of things that I liked about it. There was a lot of intriguing things. I mean. I like that they were all female.
Yeah, I did too.
I didn't want them to mention it, though. I went into it hoping that they didn't mention that, oh, we're an all-female team. But they did have one mention where Natalie Portman said, like, oh, well, we're all female. And then one person said, well, we're all scientists.
Right.
And previously everybody was military, so they were most likely males. And I was like, okay, I get that. But I really wanted them not to mention it.
Just kind of like, no, this is our team.
Because... if it was, I'm not going to get on a high horse about this or anything like that, but if Annihilation was all men, no one would say, huh, it's all men. We would just accept it.
Well, yeah, but isn't that what they're kind of trying to say was that, you know, we don't see this often.
Yeah.
And it's part of our, like, our society that we don't see it
often. Exactly. And that's why I didn't want them to mention it. I just wanted it to be. I wanted them, maybe that's the wrong opinion. I don't know, but I
liked it though. Okay. I liked that they were all
me too
female, and you know they all had a purpose there, and they were all had a reason for being there. I honestly genuinely liked all of the team. I did.
Yeah,
I liked all of them.
I thought they were fine.
It's not like I was super upset if anyone died, but at the same time. I bought into the whole idea of it being an all-female group.
Let's talk about the structure, because we kind of teased that at the beginning, and you mentioned that you didn't like the structure, and I talked about specifically what I didn't like about the structure.
Okay, well, it just felt like it was a very clear three acts. Would you say three?
Say like outside the shimmer.
Outside
the shimmer, in the shimmer, and then the lighthouse.
Yeah.
But the lighthouse was really, really short.
And the coolest part.
Right?
Okay. So, and we took a long time on the outside. So much time. Like, when we just met the group, I was like, oh, we're still not in the shimmer. Yeah. You know, like, we just, like, when she, like, was like, hey, come over here to my table and hang out.
I was like, oh, we're not going for a little
bit. No. You know? Yeah. It's like 6 days out. Well, okay, we're just now getting into the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting.
That was kind of the issue with Mute too, is that
that's true.
Like, we did not get any kind of resemblance of a plot, like, until we stopped.
That's true. That's really true.
Like, the plot just kicked in, and that's when we're like, nope, don't care.
Yeah. I guess that's was my problem with it. The structure was very slow. Very slow.
Like, as I described before, it was walk a little bit, crazy crap happens, camp for the night. And they did that three times.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like they could have done it twice. And then instead of camping for a third time, that could have been the lighthouse. Mm-hmm. Maybe have, like, maybe there's a cavern underneath. Like, there was a cavern.
Yeah.
Like, have them explore the cavern underneath the lighthouse.
Which was really cool.
You know, like, let, like, explore that more for an actual third act.
Right.
Like, like pre-Shimmer, first act. Shimmer, second act. And make the lighthouse a full-fledged act.
Right.
That would have been a much better film.
Yeah. And also maybe have more than Natalie Portman be in the lighthouse, because what they did at the lighthouse was so cool that I felt like it could have been an interesting situation.
Conversation. If,
yeah. Or like, am I actually talking to a real person, or am I talking to this, what would you call it, like humanoid
replacement
person?
Like, have you been replaced? Have I been replaced?
And like more of like a conversation about like, not trusting each other in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, are you really Lena or are you not?
Yeah. That would have been intriguing.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good movie.
It does. Yeah. And I think that also some of the crazy crap that happened in The Shimmer didn't really pay off for me. Like, it was like, oh, and you know, a crocodile.
It was, yeah, that's the thing.
It was like, why did we waste our time with that?
There was things that, like, when we talked about how the ending made the journey worth it, the ending made some of the journey worth it.
Right.
Now, there was a lot of things that happened where you're just like, well, what the hell does that mean? Like, what is, like, you're refracting the DNA? What the friggin' hell does that mean, that this, the Shimmer is a prism and it's refracting not just radio signals, but our DNA? That doesn't make sense. Like, Natalie Portman even said that doesn't make sense. Like, that literally doesn't make sense. And then, like, Tessa Thompson says, well, that's literally happening. How? Why? What does it mean? What are the repercussions? I don't know. Like, and that's the thing, is that, like, the ending of the movie is very much open to interpretation.
Yes.
What does it mean? What are the repercussions? That's great. I love that.
And I'm okay with it.
But when you throw fake science at me. That they're trying to explain. You better explain it better than they did.
Right. Especially since they're scientists. Like, right. Okay, they're scientists, but we don't know what we're looking at here.
Yeah.
And like, they don't either.
And like, when I think about a signal being refracted, like going through a prism, I can imagine a signal going up and then being scrambled.
Right.
My DNA does not go up and get scrambled. It's in me. It's here. It's in my body. So
right.
How is that happening?
Although Jennifer Jason Leigh, is that her name? Hers kind of did, right?
Well, that was an intense scenario. Like,
but it did. It kind of went up and refracted.
Yeah, but not everybody else did that.
No, like Tessa Thompson like turned into a plant.
Yeah, she turned into a flower.
She was like poison ivy by the end. I'm like, what?
And also like...
And then we didn't see her actually like if you're going to turn her into a plant, then like show me the plant.
Show me her turning into the plant.
Well, we kind of saw her as she like walked away, but it wasn't enough.
It was not enough.
Like, did we run out of CGI?
And also it's almost to the point like with Tessa Thompson's character... You know, it's like she accelerated that growth once she accepted it.
Yeah. How did that work?
How does that work? And did she know that was going to work? Because she said, like, she made the decision. She's like, I don't want to go out that way. And then she walks off like a dog that knows it's going to die.
Right.
And then,
or almost like, you know, almost in this way of like committing suicide, it felt. Didn't felt it kind like, of felt feel that way?
A little bit.
Felt a little like self-inflicted.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't it?
So how did she do it?
I don't know.
I don't know either. They don't know either.
Okay.
It was filled with stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not an audience member that needs everything spoon-fed to me.
No.
But sometimes you have to explain it. Sometimes you have to say what's going on.
It was very graphic.
It was way more graphic than I expected it to be.
Yeah. Like, when they actually, like, cut open that guy's guts.
That was weird. Like, they showed it from beginning to end.
Yeah. They, like, showed him cut. Like, Kane cut him open.
That didn't bother me that much. What bothered me was the second bear attack.
Oh, like her jaw?
When she got her jaw smacked off.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That's messed up.
That's now with me forever. Like, I even turned to you in the theater and pointed to my brain saying, well, that's there.
I know you did. Well, you know what's in my head is that bear screaming
that
was freaky was and amazing, right?
One of the coolest things in the movie. Like, my jaw was on the floor.
I know.
When that mutated bear had a human scream.
That
I was like,
a great reveal, so cool. too, because you were like, wait, is she still alive?
Yes.
Because you're like, she's screaming. Oh my gosh, she's still alive? They just left her? Oh my gosh. And then the bear comes in and is like making the sound of her like last breath. I'm like, oh, that's amazing.
And it makes you wonder, like, what happened here?
Yeah.
Like, did the bear consume some of her DNA, and did that DNA mutate inside of the bear, creating
right.
like a human bear hybrid? Because the bear looked like it was messed up.
Yeah.
Like it was
not right.
Like it was in the fly and it just got out of the transporter like.
Well, and you also like saw more of its skull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had an extra set of teeth on
yeah,
its head.
Yeah, it did.
Like, so on its forehead.
Just, it was like radioactive looking,
weird.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like,
but that was freaky, and that was a cool scene. Okay?
That was a great scene.
Because they were tied up, so the anxiety of like.
You were really into it.
I was. I was like. I covered my mouth like the whole time because that's how I do it.
Folks, this is what I heard.
I was not that loud.
You were not that loud, but I was right next to you, and so that's what I heard. It was hilarious.
But that's when you know that you've got me.
Yeah.
Like that scene, I was like, I am here.
And if it wasn't for the jaw getting ripped
yeah,
off.
Yeah, that was unnecessary.
It's totally unnecessary.
You didn't need that. No. There was a lot of the violence that you're like, you didn't need that.
No.
Eh.
Yeah.
Like, you got your point across without that.
Like, with the Oscar Isaac thing, you could have cut away
you
a few times have. When he
yeah.
was cutting his belly open.
And then just showed the inside
right.
moving.
Right.
But
regardless, that scene was awesome.
Oh, like, it was so good.
When the bear screamed, I turned to you and was just like, this is amazing.
I know. We both were like, that's so cool.
Because
we're warped.
So
that's
the thing.
So
it was
warped.
So warped. I've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah. Yeah, and you weren't sure if, like, I don't know, did you have the thought, like, were the vocal cords, like, stuck in its throat?
I didn't think that.
I wasn't sure.
I didn't think that, because that's messed up. But in that world.
I guess I was thinking something more messed up.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like in the real world, that wouldn't be possible, but we're not in the real world.
Right.
We're in the Shimmer.
Right.
Like, what I was thinking was, like, because. Like with the crocodile, the alligator, everything
uh-huh.
like that, like they kept talking about cross species pollination.
Right.
And how like flowers were budding different blooms from the same vine.
Mm-hmm.
And the crocodile had like shark's teeth. And,
right.
And then this bear looked weird. And so like I was thinking, I was just like, well, because the bear bit, what's her name? And like because he got some of her blood on her, did he start morphing into her?
Okay.
And so that's what I was thinking. I was
okay.
like, we were getting a weird human-bear hybrid.
Okay.
Man-bear-pig. Oh, sorry. That's for all you South Park fans out there. That's what I thought was happening.
Okay.
But then they made some sort of reference to, like, her last final moment. Like, her last bit of consciousness moved on to the bear. How could you possibly know that?
Right. That was all such hypothesis that wasn't explained or confirmed.
Like, and super hypothetical.
There was a lot of that.
Yeah.
And okay, if they were scientists, that's not what they would be doing, right? They wouldn't be saying something like that.
No, they'd be movie scientists were.
Oh, that's true.
Well, no, that's the thing is that, like, you're just like, you have no basis for that.
Mm-mm.
Zero.
Mm-mm.
And so anybody's guess is as good as
yeah,
anybody's guess.
That's true.
But yet there's that one person who says, like, this is what it was.
Yeah.
You're like, no, it's not. You don't know.
Very true. Yeah, I liked that scene. That scene had me on the edge of my seat.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. But like the crocodile one was just kind of like, okay, that happened.
Well, they ruined it in the trailer.
They did because they showed it. They showed her going into the shack.
What I liked though was the straight on angle of Natalie Portman firing the M16 and she just clicked into badass mode.
That was cool. That was very cool.
Like Natalie Portman did a really great job of, because she's really firing that weapon.
Yeah.
Like she's firing blanks, but like she transformed her face.
Yes.
Didn't blink. It was just.
Yeah. No, it was very cool.
You could tell soldier took over.
Exactly. It was, yeah. She did a really good job with that.
It was a cool shot.
Was there a few times when you heard Jackie?
Yes.
Thank too?
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. I was afraid I was alone. I was like, is it just me or do I hear Jackie O?
I feel like she like got into it or something like that and she couldn't shake the voice. But the thing is, they made Jackie a long time ago.
I know. Like, but even though it was released last year. Did you? I feel like, are we just crazy?
I no, okay. Like, I anybody else who have seen it, who's seen Annihilation?
Did you hear Jackie?
Let us know if you've heard Jackie.
There were
like,
certain words. It was all throughout. I heard. Did you?
I heard it too.
Okay.
I was gonna bring it up
because I was like, I don't know. See, is it me?
As I was watching the film, I was just like, wait, could she not shake the voice? I'm hearing Jackie because before Jackie.
Yeah,
you didn't hear any of it.
No.
Not that you would listen for it, but she never really got that kind of, well, you know, like it's
just. Yeah, no, I heard it several times. Now, I liked Natalie Portman's performance in this.
Yeah.
I liked her just fine.
Yeah,
she was good. It wasn't like she was amazing, but she was good.
Yeah.
But that was a few times when I was like, hello, Jackie.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
in this film?
It's so weird to have the first lady fighting a crocodile.
<You're> terrible.
Just a little cap on the bear. Whatever that cap's called. That's going to bug me now. Pillar box. Not pillar box. Pillow, whatever.
Pill box.
Pill box.
Yeah, pill box.
There we go. I can now move on.
Good, I'm so glad.
Okay, the affair.
Why? Right? Why?
Why?
And, like, I just... Was it her? That was her motivation.
That is a BS motivation. Like
for going in.
That's what she said. She's like.
She's like.
I owed him. What? No, I'm just kidding. like she said that she's like, I owe him. You don't need to owe him. He's your husband.
Right.
Like you should just go in if you think it will give you any kind of answers as to why he's sick.
Right.
That's your reason.
Not because I had an affair.
Like I slept with a colleague, and so I feel guilty about it. And so now I need to risk my life to not feel guilty about it.
Like, that was weird to me.
So unneeded waste of time.
Yeah. And like to keep going back to, I don't know.
It was weird.
Like, I feel like their relationship was worth it. Like,
yeah.
Your husband.
It's your husband.
You care about your husband.
It's your friggin' husband. That's all
okay.
You need.
Boom. Like, cool.
Motivation.
Yeah.
If anybody questions that motivation, say, what's wrong with you?
Exactly.
Like, you're married.
Yeah.
She's a biologist
and
a soldier.
But she felt like the reason why he took the mission was because of the affair.
Oh.
That's what she said. She's like, I know why he went in.
Even then, okay, that gives the decision, that gives that storyline a little bit more weight because I didn't put that together.
Okay.
That's why, like, he was pissed at her and that's why he went in because he felt like his life was crumbling.
Right. That was my understanding.
But the thing is that, like, if it's a military thing, just say that he didn't have a choice.
Right.
That's all you have to say is that, like, he's a military man.
Right.
And so you don't get to choose where you go.
Exactly.
Boom. Done. I just saved you, like, 10 minutes that you could have put towards
Natalie,
the lighthouse.
Of Natalie Portman just, like...
Just Natalie Portman's side boob.
Exactly. Whereas I'd much rather see the lighthouse.
I know. Although some people would rather see Natalie Portman's side
That's
boob.
That's true.
But
that's true.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah, no, I didn't care about the sex scene. I thought that was fine. It was really just, don't make it weird. Don't laugh at me like I'm some lecherous hump.
No,
like,
it was fine. It was
Well, no, like it wasn't overly grotesque.
No,
or
it was just, it wasn't needed.
It wasn't needed. And it wasn't even the sexuality, the storyline.
I didn't really
needed.
Care character-wise, I guess. I guess it was just an added complication that I didn't really feel like made me care more about the situation.
And that I think that's what the filmmakers were trying to do. They were trying to get you more invested in it. And we're already
in.
No,
yeah. Like seeing them giggling in bed, I was invested. You know, like seeing them, pictures of them together in the military, I was invested.
Yeah.
You know, her crying on the couch and painting her room by herself, I was invested.
Yeah. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm glad you felt the same way.
Because yes.
I was just like, why? Now, I've completely forgot about what I wanted to move on to. Oh, wait, the tattoo.
Oh, why not explained? Why was it not explained?
That was weird.
It feels like a deleted scene.
I honestly don't, like, but they were focusing on it so much in editing that it doesn't feel like a deleted scene.
But why?
They were like the shot selection, like the cinematography and the editing was broadcasting that she now has a tattoo. But all of them were that way. There were three people had the tattoo. Oscar Isaac, the paramedic from Chicago.
Yeah.
Like Anya.
Mm-hmm.
And Natalie Portman.
Right.
They went into the Shimmer with no tattoo.
Right.
They got the tattoo in the Shimmer. It's the infinity symbol of the Ouroboros, mm-hmm. of the snake eating itself, which is so overused in film. and it's just...
The psychologist, Jennifer Jason Leigh, did not have it.
Not everybody got it. Okay. I think it's for people who go crazy. Okay. That's what I think. Like,
you
I think
it was a symbol for crazy?
I think it's a symbol for people who... Like, okay, so like Anya went crazy. She lost
yes.
it. And we saw that
Kane went crazy.
And Kane went crazy. And but then again, like Kane wasn't really Kane. Kane was the alien in humanoid form.
True. Cause he came back with the tattoo. Right?
I do believe so.
I think so.
I'd have to rewatch it. But Natalie Portman went into it not with a
Right.
Not with a tattoo. And
even she got a bruise.
And they even said, like, oh, I got a bruise here. See, there's no tattoo here, but I have a bruise.
Right.
But audience, are you looking? There's no tattoo.
Right.
And then there's so many times when she has her arms above her head when she's yeah. breathing, like, oh, my sleeves are down, so you can see that I have a tattoo now. and it was just, like, when we were shopping and you were looking at Von Moor, I Googled an Annihilation tattoo real quick. I was just like, what is going on?
Oh, okay.
And
what did you learn?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Like I had the time to read like one quick article, and one person was trying to say like, oh, it's a mark of the Shimmer. Like when you go into the Shimmer, you get it. Well, that doesn't make any sense either. Because if this...
Well, yeah.
Like if this alien thing is random, or it's combining things, or, you know, like the Ouroboros is... That's a human symbol.
Right.
It's not geometric, it's not genetic.
It's not alien.
And it's not alien. So what sense does that make? And why would the alien give you that tattoo? Because it didn't feel like the alien had that much control over everything.
No, it felt like it was learning.
It felt like it was learning that it was random and also stuff that we couldn't understand.
Well,
and they didn't understand.
And the whole alien felt like it was growing. It was organic.
Yeah.
And which I liked as a part of the film. Like, I thought it was very beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, how they transform the landscape
yeah.
with the aliens, you know, like the colors that they used. And it felt very tactile and organic. And I liked that. But it does not answer the question of the tattoo.
The tattoo felt so out of place from everything
yeah.
else.
Yeah. I thought about asking you, but I wanted to save it for back because I was like, what was the tattoo?
Yeah. I don't have an answer for you. I think it was one of those. I want to read the book now.
Oh, okay.
Just to get
yeah.
an answer about the tattoo. because I feel like it's one of those things that the filmmaker threw in
mm-hmm.
just to screw with you.
Just so you have to talk about it?
Yeah. That's what it feels. It reeks of that.
Really?
It really does. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it feels like fake complexity.
just to be there.
Just to be there.
Just to mess with your mind.
So let's talk about the ending.
Okay.
Lighthouse.
It's freaking cool.
So Tessa Thompson
yeah.
became a daisy.
Somewhere. We didn't actually see her. But
Anya
cool.
got her jaw ripped off.
Ugh.
And what's
Shepard.
Shepard got killed by the bear.
Yeah.
And then, so Natalie Portman goes into it. That's where it's revealed that her husband is actually the corpse burnt in the
yes,
lighthouse.
Right.
And that the person that she saw back in the real world is an alien.
I liked the reveal through the video because
yeah.
they had used it before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt, you know, like if they had just used it in the lighthouse, I would have felt like it was a little like, eh. But the fact that that's how they were documenting,
yeah,
I appreciated that.
Why did Oscar Isaac have an accent?
Why would they give him an accent?
But he didn't have one outside the Shimmer.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. It was a bad one. But
really?
He did. I promise you. In bed, he did. I do remember.
Okay.
I am not alone.
Okay.
I promise you.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you're.
I swear on this one.
Because you're so strong about
I am.
It.
I'm strong.
I'm gonna just.
Yep.
I'm gonna back off on that one.
No, it's not like he got an accent because of the Shimmer.
Okay, that
he had an accent going in.
That was a weird accent that I can't place.
It was a forced one that was really bad.
Like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah. It was not good. If you can't do an accent, don't do one.
Okay. That's what we were always taught in acting school. If you can't do an accent, don't do one. That's why Daniel Craig does not have a Swedish accent in the in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. It's just Daniel Craig.
That's right.
And that's okay. Because it's better than a bad accent.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, I thought that was cool. And I didn't think that, like, the grenade was gruesome at all. I thought it was...
No, they did it. Yeah, it was fine.
And I was so excited when Natalie Portman decided to go into the hole.
Yes.
I was like, yeah. Because
it looks so cool, too. Yeah. I was like, you've got to go in there.
And then I was surprised to see, like, Jennifer Jason Leigh is down there, mm-hmm. and she has no eyes.
Yeah.
But then she turns around and she's normal.
Yeah. What do you think that meant?
I don't know.
Like, she was kind of letting it overtake her?
I felt like, honestly, I don't know. That's one of those things. That's one of those things that I think is real complexity. That's artistic complexity where it makes you question it and it's happening and you're just like, oh, I wonder what that's all about. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know because we don't really understand this alien race or this alien language or whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. The tattoo is BS. But this is that kind of thing where you're just like, oh, just go with it.
No, I feel like the whole ending was purposeful. Mm-hmm. Purposeful complexity.
Abstract.
Yes. Yes.
And it's okay to be abstract.
Absolutely.
It's okay to be absurd. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But don't mix in the absurd with scientific reasoning. Right. And that's what was going on in Act 2.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
When Jennifer Jason Leigh, Ventress.
She kind of like dissolved.
Yeah. When she like, when energy spewed out of her mouth. And she dissolved, like you could see like her disintegrating, mm-hmm. but like in a anorexic way.
Yeah.
Which made it a little bit more morbid and a little bit more tactile than just like, you know, turning into dust or something like that.
Right. It was like her body was shrinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. That's
pretty cool.
I know this is really silly, but every single time that happens in a movie where energy just like beams out of somebody's mouth, mm-hmm. I'm like, we have a lot of orifices and you never see energy come out of those.
That is not attractive, Tristan.
I know it's
That's
not.
That's disgusting.
I know that.
You're a boy.
Hey, you don't know which one specifically I'm talking about. I could be talking about the ears, uh-huh, you know, like, you know, something like that.
Yeah, sure.
But it's just like, that is, of course, what I thought of when I saw that. I was like, you never see that. Moving on.
You're alone.
I know. But I thought that was very, then it started moving around, like the energy started moving around and then the energy started dividing.
Yeah.
And that was
like
a theme
throughout the movie. Division, and then it almost looked like kaleidoscope,
yeah.
You know, in its transformation. And I liked how like down there, it looked so different than up above, mm-hmm. the lighthouse.
It felt like there was a pure form.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like below the lighthouse was probably closer to their environment, mm-hmm. and so we got them in pure form,
right?
But then everything outside the lighthouse was them terraforming,
yes.
or just maybe not even terraforming, just randomness.
Yeah,
that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
It felt like the shimmer was randomness happening.
And I think they did a really good job of portraying the randomness, and how this like alien race would like take over and try to make it their own,
mm-hmm.
and yet not so different that we couldn't see our own environment.
I felt like it wasn't strictly terraforming. I feel like the shimmer was a mistake, or the shimmer was a byproduct of them just being there.
Like them just being, learning.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of... almost like a tumor takes over.
Yes, kind of. Yeah.
Because it kind of, every kind of thing kind of felt that way. Like growths.
Mm-hmm.
Everything felt that kind of, almost like a sickness, mm-hmm. was all throughout.
A beautiful sickness, but still a sickness.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what it meant to me. I'm not saying I'm right.
Right, right.
But just like that's how I interpreted it.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved this vehicle, this structure, this... it's hard to describe. She couldn't describe it. It was like this, it's constantly moving and evolving and rotating, organic, circular. It was tubular and it had, kind of like a, like energy inside of it, mm-hmm. but it was constantly like pushing itself out. The outer, like the layer kept pushing itself right. out and regrowing. And like, I loved that and the sound that it made. Mm-hmm. I know that like that kind of sound is pretty common in yeah. sci-fi and fantasy and everything like that. It's like a drone mixed with a scream.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also at the same time mechanical.
And kind of heavenly. Like, I don't yeah. know. It's like this weird sound that you but you accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool.
I loved the sound design mm-hmm. in the movie. That was one of the best things to me. Mm-hmm. And the mixture of the music. I didn't quite dig on the guitar. Like the guitar was a pretty common theme in the music. Mm. I thought it was a bold choice for this type of film. Not for me.
Okay. I was fine with it.
But like when the blood from her cheek went into this vessel.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like it was an incubator.
Yeah, it did.
And then like...
It's like all they needed was that.
All they needed was that. And then I was just like, oh, cool. We're going to get an alien Natalie Portman or mm-hmm. something like that. Right. I was like, this, now
yeah, this we're is going. The movie I wanted.
This is the movie I wanted to see, yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool from there. Like, I loved yeah. seeing the humanoid.
Yeah, I loved how when she shot it, the bullets... Almost created? Made like a wing type effect. It was like
yeah.
it was like the bullet went in and out, and
but created but loops it, and loops, hoops.
And then but then it eventually went back. It was like it was learning that that wasn't supposed to be there. Mm. You know, it was cool.
You could feel the entire time that this being was learning.
Yes,
it was practicing. It was watching yes. her. It was literally mirroring everything
that,
she was doing.
Which was. It was a unique experience watching that scene because I didn't know how I was feeling. I didn't know whether I was scared
mm-hmm.
or intrigued.
Or rooting for the alien.
Like, I didn't know how I was feeling because it was done so well.
Mm-hmm. And you also didn't know you didn't know the alien's intention. So you're just like, oh, well, are they evil? Maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe they just need to learn.
Maybe they don't understand what their presence is doing
right.
to our environment.
Well, even the way that it was fighting wasn't super violent.
And even Natalie Portman at the end described it by saying like it's not necessarily violent because I attacked it and it was just mirroring me.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So even like when, you know, like the humanoid pushed her up against the door and almost like in a suffocating way, it was like it was violent, but it wasn't so violent that you're like, stop, stop, stop.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a learning way.
I was confused.
But you knew that it was confused.
Yeah, like Natalie Portman was confused. The humanoid was confused and the audience was confused. So, I mean, that's cool.
It was really cool.
Because I'm just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be feeling right now.
Well, even the fact that like the humanoid dropped when she dropped and mirrored her getting up,
mm-hmm.
you know, like... In your head, you're like, that humanoid isn't hurt.
No, it's not.
But it's learning what that is, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said before, I could have had a whole lot more film and more characters dealing with that.
Yeah.
Because that was just cool.
That's the best part of the film.
That scene was amazing.
I quickly went online afterwards and... like I saw that it was promoted on Twitter. And so I wanted to see what people were saying. And like one person was saying like, oh, this was a great movie until it got to the end.
What?
I was like, you are a moron. And then another person said like, oh, I wonder if it was aliens involved. And I was like, wait.
What? They said that.
Yeah. It was a person who hadn't seen it.
Oh, well then don't
talk. I wonder if it was aliens or not. I'm kind of like... didn't they promote it that way? I mean, like, they promoted it showing the meteorite.
Yeah, they did.
So it would have to be aliens, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Because, like, at the beginning of the movie, they said, they're like, is it some sort of religious event? Is it aliens? Is it another dimension? We don't know. And I'm like, yeah, we do. Oh, and also, one little nitpick. Why was the lighthouse not destroyed
from the meteor? I don't know.
There's no way that lighthouse would
exist. I have no idea.
There'd be a crater the size of Massachusetts.
I don't know, but it was completely intact unless like they regrew it. I don't know.
I don't know.
Who knows?
It doesn't
It was
matter.
A neat place to have a fight.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's a movie nitpick.
All right. So what did you think about the end, you know, where Natalie Portman goes in and goes and talks to Kane, which is not really Kane.
Yeah, I like that they said outright, like, oh, it's not Kane.
Well, and we knew that.
And we knew that, but right. I'm glad that they admitted that
right.
and reaffirmed that. But then he said, "Is like, are you Lena?" And you're just kind of like, well, she is Lena. But then I'm like, well, she has that tattoo, so who knows what that means?
Right.
And then we see in Kane's eyes, we see like a shimmer. Mm-hmm. And then we see the same in Natalie Portman's eyes. Because I don't know if that necessarily means that she is an alien. I think it's just she was in the shimmer and
it was inside her.
It was inside her.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what that means.
I think so too. And I also thought it's not like a dun 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 because those people are never going to get out of that facility.
Well, apparently, like, this is a trilogy book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry. I was just like, they're not going to let them out of out those clean rooms.
So I think they're going to find their way out. But the thing is, it kind of makes me want to read the books.
Yeah, no, I'm interested.
Because there's no way in hell they're going to make another movie.
No, they're not.
There's no way this movie's going to do well.
No. Maybe Netflix?
Yeah. I don't know.
No, but that's all I was thinking. I was like, okay, they might be aliens, but the government's going to keep them in those facilities forever.
So what did you think of the ending? Did you think that was fine?
I think it was fine. Like, I guess for me, I wasn't sure if I needed that, like, oh, could she not be? I felt like it was a little predictable.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, well, when I saw the shimmer in his eye, I was like, oh, they're going to do it to her too.
I would have rather have seen Alien Kane die. And like where they just reference it, like he didn't, after the shimmer went down, he didn't survive.
Mm.
And then they leave Lena and she's alone and we see the eyes flutter and then... That's the ending.
Okay.
I would have preferred that a little bit more. I don't know why that is more palatable to me. I don't know.
You didn't like the double.
No. I thought the double shouldn't have survived. If the shimmer went down, he should have went down, in my opinion.
Yeah. And yet he got better.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that doesn't really make sense.
Not to me. I don't know.
Especially if, like, Kane and his body, the real Kane.
Or maybe because he made it out of the shimmer, or maybe because he was successfully became a human. I don't know. It's
all
guesswork.
Either. Yeah.
It's all complete guesswork.
Yeah. But, okay, out of stars, what would you give this?
I was thinking about this. Like, while I was in the theater, I was thinking this is a 2.5-star movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is right down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about it now, because of the ending, it might get an extra 0.5-star and say 3.
I think it's still 2.5 for me.
Still 2.5?
I'm a little harsher critic.
Yeah, I grade easier than you.
But that ending is worth... I don't know. Would I rewatch it?
I don't think I'd rewatch it.
I don't think I would either.
Maybe I'd just fast forward to the end so I can hear the sound effects.
I don't know. Maybe I would rewatch it like years down the road, but probably not when it first came out or something like that.
No.
But the ending was really cool to me. I just wish I got more of it.
Same here.
Yeah.
That's pretty much my summation too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our show. Thank you everybody for listening.
Thank
Please
you.
Make sure to subscribe. Send us a note. Send us a letter. Rate us on iTunes, find us on social media, listen to all of our back episodes by going to thenerdparty.com.
I love you.
I know.
Scully?
Yes?
Marry me.
I love you and I like you.
I love you and I like you.
I love that woman. I love her more than sharks love blood.
I love you.
You don't.